Time to end loneliness. A round face, big eyes, soft fur, and a quiet purr. It's not easy to resist the company of an adorable cat. No wonder French-German philosopher Arnold Schweitzer once said, "There are two means of refuge from the misery of life, music and cats." Indeed, it's no secret how much people around the world love cats. From China's Sina Weibo to US video sharing site YouTube, bloggers around the globe love to show off their cats. In September, a charitable activity called Cat Month was held in Beijing. It was meant to encourage more people to care for our furry friends, especially stray cats. Cats become such a big part of pop culture in China that young people have come up with cat-related slang phrases, such as cat slave, to refer to people who adore their cats, and a daily dose of cats, to refer to having to watch a certain number of cat videos to get through the day. People in Japan are also huge fans of cats. As the birthplace of Hello Kitty and the beckoning cat, Japan made a cat train that was ridden around the country by 30 stray cats in 2017. Passengers could sit and play with the cats on the train, offering the animals plenty of care and warmth. Istanbul, a historic city in Turkey, is also friendly to cats. In a recent documentary film, Kedi, which hit Chinese cinemas last month, director Cedar Thorin showed us the daily lives of seven street cats with vivid narration. Cats are not afraid of people. They go in and out of almost everywhere. Coffee shops, markets, universities, and even government buildings. If you sit on a park bench, a cat is likely to come and snuggle with you. Seeing how cats have become a worldwide addiction, you may wonder why some people prefer cats over dogs. This may be down to how they identify with themselves. Modern young people see the independent attitude of cats as something they value more. Unlike dogs, who look at us with their loving eyes, cats appear to show off their independence. They ask for attention in a way that tells us they desire human companionship, but they don't need it. Author Marie-Louise von France wrote in her book, The Cat, A Tale of Feminine Redemption.